9.3. 9.3 is a memorandum of understanding regarding comfort and emergency shelters. So there is a recommendation, as we all have changed all of our districts, whoever so wishes to make the recommendation, please do so. Who would like to make this recommendation? Deputy Mayor Muse.
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the draft memorandum of understanding, MOU, respecting the use of the community facilities as a municipal comfort center of or a municipal emergency shelter during an emergency, and further that council authorize the mayor and chief administrative officer to enter into agreements related to this MOU with the appropriate local community organizations that are interested.
And is there a second? Seconded by Councilor Gidney. Discussion. Is there anything that people did not understand? Is there anything you're uncomfortable with? I believe this is similar to our past memorandums of understandings, or is it very different?
This is all new.
This is very different. We had had comfort station.
In the past, Mayor Norm, we've had a general agreement that said if we needed to use a facility, that we would work with the, whether it was the fire department, community hall, to use a facility and reimburse them. But there was never any dollar value, never any details included. This is very specific as far as the details of costing and stuff. So it's, it also explains the difference between a comfort center and emergency shelter, which people use the terms interchangeably, but they're actually very different. And so this clarifies what the terminology of what each one is and what it's used for.
Councilor Charlton.
I know myself and some other councilors have heard from the fire chief, and they're not happy that this is coming about in this way. It's the last agreement that they've seen was not this one. It was the newest CAO stated. So I have a hard time with this because I don't understand why they wouldn't be able to see this as it's changed from the last one before it comes to us.
And I guess in answer to that, this isn't just for fire departments. This is for any community hall that so wished to sign this.
I understand that as well, but those community halls also haven't seen this.
But we do not generally go out and ask everybody to give their input on a decision on actions that we're going to take. Like, this is something that we would own, and we would offer this to other halls to sign. For example, the past agreements that we had in place weren't done through a consultation with every community hall and all the fire departments. The agreements were drawn up by staff within here, and then the community halls and or fire departments were asked if they so wished to become one of these. Is that the best way to explain that, or do you have a better way?
Just to clarify, I'm not aware of any fire department or community organization that was interested that has not seen this agreement. So I'm not sure who's providing that information. May not have been this exact font, because there's streamlining the correct font to 12 point, the Century Gothic, the one that we used. But we have some who have expressed an interest in signing the agreement. We have some who have expressed an interest not to sign the agreement. So there should be nothing in this agreement that surprised any fire chief. Because essentially, unless there's a minor wording change here or there, this is the exact agreement that's been discussed with the fire chiefs for the last several months.
To clarify, so the dollar amounts have not changed since the last agreement that they've seen, because that's not how I interpreted this from these organizations.
I'd have to go double check. I'm not aware of the dollar amounts changing, but I have to go double check. I can't confirm exactly at the present time, but I have to go look.
Councilor Brown?
I have a copy of the agreement that was sent out to some of the chiefs back in August, and the dollar amount for the center was $500 a day.
So
And now, in this agreement, it's cut back to 250 that we're presenting today. And the only time the chiefs got any notice of that was the ones who read the, when the agenda was published on Thursday. So this was a change from what they were told in the fall to what they're told now. And I have to agree with Councilor Charlton that some of the chiefs are not happy that, you know, they've provided this service to us for a lot of years. And it looks like now that we're trying to do an end run around them to get community places. If they don't agree right away, we're looking at opening one in a community hall, spending money that you know, we're telling them that we didn't have. They're not very happy with this. I think since they've provided this service for a long time, there should have been some more consultation with them on the final wording before it was brought up to council. You know, I think this they're not very happy with it. I think some of them, if we had consultation, would be much more receptive to getting this. And I really think that this should be held off on voting on it today till we can consult with the chiefs who are providing this very vital service to get them more on board with the program.
If I may, Mayor Norman.
Yep.
Our EMO coordinator has reached out to all the chiefs on numerous occasions.
Okay.
Some have provided feedback. One or more are interested in signing it, are comfortable
yep.
with the agreement. One or more do not wish to sign any agreement. And one or more have refused to discuss the matter and have not replied to his multiple emails, text messages, whatever it is. So so we have gone, I believe, above and beyond to try to find an agreement, to try to find some comfort level. There has been discussions with different people. The numbers may have changed slightly, but they're not significant. Providing, whether it's 250 or 500 for the use
yep.
of the hall, we're already providing a rental fee. We're providing whether we need to provide $250 for use of the kitchen or $500 for use of the kitchen. Shouldn't be a big issue for the fire department. We're essentially just using the hall. So essentially we're paying $400 to use the hall for a shelter. If we were to rent the hall now under the same condition, if they allowed us to use the kitchen, it would be a lot less than that. So this is probably already significantly more than what we would pay now. We're trying to find a balance to what's fair to our taxpayers as well as what's fair and reasonable to our fire departments. We have had numerous conversations with those that willing to have conversations with us. But we have certain, and it's not trying to do an end around for fire departments at all, but we have had comfort agreements, or we do have agreements now with some community halls,
yep.
but they're outdated. We have some community halls that want to sign a new agreement. And so we need to make some decisions over what that new agreement looks like. So I think the costs in here have been a balance between different people's interests and needs, and this is what staff are coming for, is what we think is fair and reasonable to the user groups, as far as the owners of the community halls, as well as fair and reasonable to our taxpayers.
Councilor Brown?
You said we had some other agreements. There was one with Mill Village, I believe, that requires 6 months notification to change. Has that notification been given?
I can't answer that.
Okay.
Councilor Hawks?
Yeah, on kind of the $100 allowance per day thing, I'd like to see that changed to per person, or because if one hall has 10 people and another hall has 200, it's not really balanced out there. And one thing I don't think will work. Is there any way we can change that to a dollar value per head?
We looked at that, but we didn't want it to be a fundraiser. So if we open a comfort center, we don't want people promoting it to come show up and sign your name on the line so we can make $250 or $5
yeah.
per person. We tried to find a balance. We recognize that light snacks or hot or cold drinks, those tea, coffee, maybe some cookies or something, you should be able to provide for a lot of people for $100 for that cost. There may be sometimes you only have 20 people. We're not going to ask you for a refund back. You're going to put $80 in the bank and you're only going to spend $20. And there might be other times where you have 150 people and it might cost you $150, or it might cost you $100, and you say that the cookies are gone, there's none left. And that's acceptable. There is trying to find a balance there, because once we start putting a number on it, then it's going to be driven by signatures, and it's going to be driven by getting people to come out. And we don't want people, especially in emergency situations, to leave their homes that they don't have to. This would be only those that require it. But if it's so much ahead, then it's going to encourage more people. Well, they want to support the fire department, or I want to support the community hall, so I'm going to go out and sign the document in order so they can get more money. That's not what it's meant for. So we're trying to find a balance.
I don't think the fire departments are doing it for that reason.
I'm not saying they are, but I'm saying the public would want to do that in order to provide more money and support the community.
It's possible, but they say it seems by one day, it's $100 to get two people. I mean, the fire department in my district could have 200. If everybody was equal, I mean, you had two, I mean, it only cost you $5 or something, right? No. Okay.
Councilor Gidney.
I agree with everything that's been said at this point. I made 4 points, three of them have been discussed already. The other point that I have, there's no provision in the agreement for a yearly review, and with the changes, cost of living and everything else that's going on, I think it would be in everyone's best interest to have this reviewed on a yearly basis.
So I have the sense that there is little or no support for this as written, and that there are various changes that some councillors would like to see. Therefore, is it council's wish to table this item and send their thoughts off to staff, which you will express here, and then bring that document back, making certain that you understand the cost that this does provide? It does provide a $100 rental fee, $150 rental fee, $25 per hour for generator. So if you're open 10 hours, that's another 250 plus 150, so that takes you up to $400, plus $100 for light food for comfort centers, which is basically tea, coffee, beverage. That's what comfort centers are supposed to provide, not cooked meals. So that's up to $500. But I have a sense that council feels that $500 a day is not enough in order to run a comfort center. That's what I've heard. And remember, they're comfort centers. Deputy Mayor Muse?
I think that they don't have a problem with it, but there was a couple things like Councilor Gidney said, looking this over after a year. I don't think most people have a problem. I mean, there was questions about it, but I think we should put it through a vote and, you know, and request that it be looked at yearly. I don't know if we have to have that put in here, but I don't think it's a problem with it. Most of the fire departments, I'm understanding, agree with it. They just don't agree with how it was put here. We heard the CAL say that they did have time to put in on it, but.
So your belief is that it's the process that they didn't like.
That's true. That's all.
However, you can recollect the Brian Hatt saying he's been trying to contact them for months and they all refuse to speak to him, and he is the EMOF coordinator. And I have heard from at least one fire department that has flat out said, don't even come to me. I do not want, we will not have a comfort center.
And that's up to them.
Exactly.
But I mean, at least we have a contract now.
Right.
Take a look at it.
But if we if this motion is defeated, then how do we bring back how do we then bring forward another motion at another time regarding comfort centers? Because once the motion's defeated, you don't bring it back without a three-quarter. You have to make a notion of motion that you're going to revisit, correct? Which will put us ahead, which, I mean, basically winter will be over before we have one of these. Counselor Fancy?
Yeah. I think there's a lot of discussion going on here, and there's a lot of, again, we have some fire departments, you know, things aren't going well right now with the fire departments and such, and I think to bring forward the motion right now probably wouldn't be a wise thing. Maybe we table it for another month, and maybe get a chance to talk to more the fire departments, even if they don't want to talk, we approach them and be able to revisit this in another month's time. It's not going to change anything, but I think to push it through today would be a wise thing.
Councilor Charlton?
I would be in agreement to see this tabled as well. There has been some feedback from different fire chiefs in per person review once a year, so we can get an idea if this is appropriate or not. But I think that that feedback should be added into this, and they should be given the courtesy of reviewing the document to see if there's anything else that we're missing. Because I mean, that courtesy, that should be a no-brainer in my opinion. And yeah, I don't think that they have a huge problem with it, but how it has come to the table. But there are, I mean, if you're dropping from 500 to 250, I feel that's significant for an organization. So I believe that they should have an opportunity to give their feedback. And I do understand that there are some who won't wish to sign it. And as Councillor Fancy said, this isn't changing anything. If something happens tomorrow, they'll all be there for the community and they're going to open it. But I think they deserve the courtesy of seeing the revisions that they mentioned to us, and we go from there.
Just a matter of clarification. On the former agreements, Chris, was 500 for emergency shelters?
I don't remember specifically. I expect, based on the discussion today, it probably was. But when we figured out that's like $1,000 a day, then you get into $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in cost, depending on how many shelters. Mm-hmm. And so it just becomes a huge budget issue for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so is there incremental cost to a fire department to have to allow somebody to use their kitchen? We're giving somebody $250 a day to use their kitchen, when in reality we're paying all the other costs for the most part. And so is that unfair? It should be $500. So originally we put some numbers out, we got some feedback, we adjusted the agreement, it went back out to the fire departments. The fire departments have seen the agreement multiple times, or have seen the agreement, had it for months. So there's none of them should be surprised at anything that's in here, other than maybe if we change that one number, that might have been the only change to the agreement. They've had it for months, so.
And when we talk about shelters, when you look at the actual lease, shelters, you have to have showers, and it's an overnight accommodation. And often when you set an emergency shelter up, the Red Cross will come in and take it over. And that's what a shelter is. So often if it's generally, I don't believe we've ever had an emergency shelter, have we?
Remember any in the last 25, 30 years. So
in the history of Queens.
We've never heard from Red Cross.
But when there would be a shelter, Red Cross generally come in and take over all that, and the fire, whoever owns that hall is out, and Red Cross take that hall over. That's what the emergency shelter is. Comfort stations are what the halls are used for generally, be they West Queens Rec, which has been a comfort center for many years, or some other smaller halls. And a comfort center is basically 10 in the morning, 7 at night, tea, coffee, warmth, and a place to plug your stuff in. $500 in order to do that. And you remember, anyway. Kev, Deputy Mayor Muse had your hand up, and then Councillor Amaro.
No.
Counselor Merrill?
So am I in the understanding that the only way a conference center can be opened if it is initiated from Brian Howe? They cannot open on their own?
They can open. This does not prevent halls or fire departments from opening whenever they wish. But if they wish reimbursement from the region of Queens, they have to have been contacted that your facility is needed as a comfort station. If they haven't been contacted by EMO coordinator that you are needed as a comfort station, there's nothing that prevents them from doing it, but they're not going to get reimbursed until the time when it's determined a comfort station is needed. But this does not prevent community halls or fire departments from opening their hall at any time, day or night, whatever hours they so wish. They can do that on their own dollar. If they wish to be reimbursed by the Region of Queens, they have to wait until the request comes from the EMO coordinator that a comfort station is needed in your area. At that point in time, the financial restitution comes in.
Thank you.
And that's, yeah, that's. Councilor Brown.
When I brought up about the earlier circulated agreement being for $500 down to $250, it was not my intention to say that the fire departments want the extra money. It was to make a point that the agreement has changed from when they last saw it to when it was brought up here. Most of the people that I've talked to don't have a big issue with the price. You know, it's not they're not saying that they want more money. I think it's more an issue with the process. And part of the what I looked down through, we had comfort center, municipal comfort center, emergency center, municipal emergency center, and the definition of what that is. You know, does it go from a comfort center when they open on their own to a municipal comfort center when we start to pay them? Is that the change in definitions? I'm not sure. You know, that there's a lot of questions around this that the fire departments are unhappy with. I think a lot of it for us as councillors, we didn't see this with a lot of time to talk to people, and I would be in favor of revisiting this motion at a later date so we have more chance to try to build consensus with our departments.
I'd like to make a motion that we table this recommendation until the February 23rd meeting.
Yes. Councilman.
There's been a recommendation to table until February 23rd. Tabling requires a seconder. Councilor Charlton, and you vote on tabling. All those in favor of tabling the motion? Contrary? Passed. And that takes that one. Engineering and Public Works, Finance, Recreation, Planning Reports. We will need a motion to move in camera. Moved by Councillor Hawk, seconded by Councillor Brown. That we move in camera. All those in favor? Have a short break and then we'll meet back here.
You got offended.
Okay, so there is a recommendation regarding personnel. Who would like to make that? Deputy Mayor Muse.
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the appointment of Adam Grant as Director of Engineering and Public Works effective immediately.
Seconded by Councilor Merrill. All those in favor of the motion is made, contrary, passed. And on that final note that the agenda has